You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Well, folks, welcome to our podcast.
This is the number one place for you to hear My Wife Hates Me. Did you know that?
This is the number.
You want to hear My Wife Hates Me? This is the place.
Well, and this is our main, our main love. This has always been our main love.
Has always been our favorite thing to do.
The podcast.
We look forward to it every week. Well, sometimes on Monday I say, "Can we please do the podcast?" You're like, "We do it on Wednesdays."
Today's Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we, everything else we do, that we do, and, it's all based around our podcast. I mean, our podcast,
this
comes first.
This
comes first.
When we got married, we said, one day, if they have a thing called podcasts, let's do one.
This is, it's not even our bread and butter because we don't make any money.
We don't make any money on this. This is our passion.
This is about love and the fun we have and giving back to the people that give us nothing, right?
Nobody gives us anything.
But we give. We're givers. That's all we do is give.
We can't take calls because you never figured out how to do the call thing.
Yeah, that should come within 3 or 4 more years.
Well, why don't you just figure it out? What is it? Like, you go every day. You're like, I don't have anything to do. You're just constantly, like, looking for something to do. Yeah, you're always like, I got to go to Walmart. Let me think of something.
Why
don't you think about how, go meet someone of your dumb little friends that knows how to do this shit and get them to show you?
Well, here's what we're going to do. So can I explain it?
No.
Oh. Here's what we're going to do. First of all, this weekend I'll be at the Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey, Friday and Saturday. And next weekend I'll be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Come out to the live events. It's fun. New CD coming out in a week or two. What do I call it? Five? Roman numeral five? Huh? Is that what I call it, Rich Voss? Roman numeral five?
No, just call it five.
Five?
Yeah, you dummy.
It's a Roman numeral, though.
This is your real IQ. Five.
Oh, so this is what we're going to do. We decided before anything, we just decided this, I think like 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, that we wanted to step up the podcast. So we're working on going into...
Well, you didn't even make that decision yet.
No, we're working on it. Yeah, we made the decision. I talked to him. He said yes, so now we just got to.
Oh, so when you were asking me, you were actually just telling me?
No. After I asked you, then I said this morning I asked you. I said I'm going to call him, and you said yeah, and then I called him. And so we're going to work on it and make it happen.
But now you're saying it is happening.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen. What's going to happen?
Oh boy, I have no idea what this.
What's going to happen is what we're working on. Is we're going to do our podcast. We're going to bring it up another level for you guys. Not for us, for you guys. Because doing our podcast at home is quite convenient. We just sit in the dining room, have a cup of coffee, do our podcast.
Well, you know what we should do? The podcast. We should do the regular podcast in our dining room. But then if they want to go behind the wall, they get the other one.
No, this is how it's going to work.
We're just doing one.
No, yeah, this is how it's going to work. Can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Or this is so far the
I like
the
that I don't plan. Have any say in it. This is
well, you do. Because I asked you and you said, go ahead. But this is the game plan so far. We go in Tuesday night or Monday night, whatever night. Probably Tuesday.
Make sure they know the truth.
Yeah. This is just a game plan. This is just an outline. I just talked to somebody today and he said, yes, let's move forward with this. That Tuesday nights, we'll do our podcast from Bobby's studio.
Mm-hmm.
live for 2 hours, live, like he does.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 hours, it'll be an hour and a half, 2 hours live. Mm-hmm. We'll have guests on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take phone calls. We'll mm-hmm. do whatever you could do mm-hmm. from that studio, which we'll have to get a producer mm-hmm. and somebody that knows how to work that equipment. Mm-hmm. All we'll do is go to the mics and we'll do the podcast from there mm-hmm. live.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, it'll go up on Riotcast.
You don't think people miss this?
What?
These boring conversations we have at our kitchen table?
We'll have them there. We have boring conversations everywhere we go.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know when this is going to happen, but it's in the process. And it's so
maybe
weird.
Maybe we could still do some of these boring ones to put behind the wall.
Yeah. But it's so weird that we're putting this together. And as we're putting this together, we lose our radio show on Sirius. What are the odds?
Oh, my God. Right when we're like, you know what? We should try to get away from Sirius. Get over to...
Just podcasting?
Just podcasting. It's like they heard us.
What are the odds when I'm trying to step it up a notch on our podcast?
Well, I just found out this morning about the radio show.
The saddest thing.
And it's weird. It's like a lot of emotions because, as you know, yeah. I didn't enjoy it. but at the same time, you don't want to, like, I want it to be my decision.
The saddest thing I could think of about not doing the radio show anymore is our last guest was Bob DeBono.
I know. It's so tragic.
Our last guest.
We had two cancellations for the last show. It's like they knew.
They knew. And we really, truly...
It was an epic. Could have been an epic show.
I want to thank Opie for giving
us... I'm so dumb because I really did not think we were going to lose the show. I really thought they were going to keep us.
Are you kidding? They're a corporation. They don't care.
I don't know.
They clean house.
They really cleaned house.
They clean fucking house. They don't fuck around, man. They don't clean
just
one room.
I don't even know what the list of shows are.
There isn't any.
Who's going in the 7 to 9 slot?
I have no idea. All I want to do before we move on is thank Opie for giving us the opportunity. He put us on the air.
I just want to do a shout out to Shuli also. He knows who he is.
Opie, for giving us the opportunity. In no way, 100% is it his fault that we got fired. It's not at all.
People don't think
any way with.
How could people think that?
Oh, who knows? They try to spin.
He was our champion.
It's no way Don Wicklund's fault we got fired.
That one I can't confirm. I can't confirm that.
I spoke to him. It's just serious.
Don Wicklund has never liked you.
Get the fuck out of here. He knew me before he knew you. He was attracted to me way before he was attracted to you. So
he'd put one of those cowboy boots right up your ass.
It's just serious doing what a corporation does. And listen, we thank them too. They put us on their fucking, for two years.
If I was doing the programming, I certainly would not have.
Are you a fucking asshole? Are you trying to, like, just do everything you possibly... I can't...
What do you want me to do? What is it that... you want to just brag about our show? Is that what you want
bragging,
to do?
I'm thanking the people that give us opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just adding a funny touch that, we have a terrible show. Thank you for putting us on.
No, we didn't have a terrible show. We had a very high
rating.
That's
what I was asking you. Now, okay, so you don't want me to be self-deprecating. You want me to just be, like...
No, thank you. And people know we had a high-rated show. You don't have to say that. You could thank. You know, if someone gives you a gift, you don't go, hey.
Yeah, you didn't have to do this.
No, you go, hey, oh, thank you. But guess what? I don't use these things.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You're saying,
no, you're wrong.
It's basically because you're saying we stunk. You're saying, thank you.
Thank you for putting on two stupid fucking idiots that don't know what they're doing on the radio.
Oh, really? We don't know what we're doing. That's a good way to get another. That's a good way to get rehired.
I didn't know that we were on a job interview. I'm sorry.
We're not on a job.
We were doing a fucking podcast for our fans. Oh, I apologize. Oh, everyone, sorry. Let me click over to my corporate speak. Click, click. I want to thank everyone. Opie gave us our first opportunity. One of the things I loved about Opie all the time is he's a good curator of talent. He always knew what talent to bring in, let people speak their minds. A lot of times it was extremely entertaining. I was proud to be a part of that morning pack as it were, and it was a real wonderful experience. You know, I hate getting up early in the mornings. You know this, Rich, and yet I would do it for Opie anytime he asked. Except for like 7 times, I said, no, I can't do it. But no, sorry. Oh, did I slip into podcast mode for a second?
You're fucking, you take it.
I want to thank Sirius. What a great organization, you know, that we were so lucky to be a part of. They are just one of the greatest group of white guys I've ever met. They're wonderful. They're in charge.
See, you're making fun of them.
I'm not. I'm absolutely.
You're making fun of someone.
I love rich white men, and there is no better rich white men than the ones running Sirius Radio.
You don't even know who runs it. You don't even have a name.
I do. That is absolutely true. I was not lucky enough to be a part of any of the board meetings.
You don't even know anybody.
I went through
above
our liaison.
You don't know anybody above Don Wicklund.
Don Wicklund.
You don't know anybody above him.
Rich, if you want to speak off mic, I'm willing to do it. But right now, I am thanking the Lords at Sirius Radio for giving us such a wonderful opportunity. We certainly did not squander it. As I recall, we worked very hard on that radio show. We never hung up on anybody. And it was a wonderful experience for those of us on this side of the mic, as well as I like to believe the people in their cars and in their homes and listening to us through their earphones. So
all around,
it was a fantastic opportunity, and we look forward to
it. I didn't hit record. Fuck. Jesus. So we start over. What's the big
Is that one? Fucking true?
No, you dummy. Of course I Of course I didn't record. You got up and walked away. You were going to walk away.
Fucking 20 minutes of bullshit.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean
Sorry, I can't be who you want me to be. Oh, now when I'm seriously thanking people, you're like...
I'm sorry. Who else did you miss?
I didn't miss anybody. Oh, let me thank Sam.
What about Don Wicklund?
For...
coming in and joining us a couple
coming
times.
Coming in and smiling through his teeth, knowing full well what was to come. Oh, hi, guys. Oh, hi, Sam.
What else do you want to thank? Roland, E-Rock, anybody?
Well, I want to thank our producer for real, Lewis Johnson, who really we could have done it without him. Pretty much equally the way we did it. No, he's overworked and also clearly, I don't know what he makes, but I'm sure he's underpaid.
How do you know?
I don't know, but I'm just going by what he wears.
Well,
no, he's a sharp dresser. No, he's great. He's a great guy, and he's a great producer. So I hope they keep him around. I don't know.
So, we got a call this morning that we're done. I've never been fired. Then again, I never had a real job.
You've never been fired from a stand-up gig? Come on.
Oh, yeah, twice in my early days. Yeah, I was fired twice. That was only a weekend.
I believe I was fired from every job I've ever had.
I never had a real
I'm
job.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I got fired from one if I did for stealing from the warehouse.
I was fired my first day in porn. I was a porn actress. They said, not only does your attitude stink.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. She's bringing a fucking bitch from when she had pigtails. She's bringing up that.
What, like, why would I have that joke when I was a kid? Really?
No, so when you first came, first of all, I don't
when
think
When I was
you
first
were,
in porn, I did pigtails.
Don't let out this, but I don't think you were fitted for a dress yesterday. That's ridiculous.
Yes, I was. Call her.
Well, where are you going to get the other prop? Don't say what it is, but where are you going to get the other prop?
I don't have any idea what she's doing, but she did it for everyone else. It's
what
a woman
mean?
Who's doing photos of comedians in different backgrounds. First of all, she came out here and she shot you. I don't understand
why. Yeah, but
why.
I didn't buy it.
Well, you're doing a different kind of a shoot than I'm doing.
But don't you need a farm animal?
She's finding a farm. I'm not letting my brain think about it because I don't give a shit. It took 10 minutes to go get fitted. That's all I did. Then I walked to my next appointment, and it was no big deal to me. So I don't understand why, like, you're having anxiety about where she's going to find a farm. Let her find the fucking farm. That's what she does. She found every farms? Other location for everybody else.
She find farms? Is that
you know what, Rich? It's look,
relax.
It's,
I'm saying you
no,
weren't
no,
even
no, you,
do
you
anything.
Cause anxiety that doesn't need to be there. And the truth of it is that you think I was out meeting Bourdain something.
Not him. I have someone else in mind.
Oh, who do you think it is?
Who?
Yeah, who am I meeting? Go ahead, say it out loud. If you're that strong, go ahead. Ruin somebody's life. I hope they're married. And say their name that I'm having an affair with.
No, because I don't want her to get in trouble.
Oh, I'm having an affair with a woman?
Lena Dunham.
I wish.
Really? Is that show still on the air?
I have no idea.
Girls?
I have no idea.
I've never seen one episode. Well, anyhow, so we're, as of now, you know, the only thing I don't like about the way that we get fired or they let us go is they should at least let us go on the air one more time to say goodbye to everybody and take calls and thank people and you know what I mean? Don't they
raise money for charity?
No, just to say goodbye. Thank you.
Do the applause meter, which I always wanted to do, never did.
Bring a better guest in to close out. Who would I'd bring David Feldman in or Gary Goldman?
Some of the old faves.
Yes.
Bring them back. I finally got into booking the show in advance.
You know,
I have people booked up until fucking January.
That's one thing about radio. They don't let you come say goodbye. Once you're gone, you're out.
I know everything in this world to do a contract or something. It takes, I don't know what the fuck is up with lawyers, but it takes so fucking long.
Remember when I had
for anything to happen, but you get fired like at the drop of a hat.
Remember when I had to do my contract for my CD to sell my CD? That took like 6 months.
Thank you for sharing that.
It took like six fucking months.
Yeah.
And then when I, released it, you know, after the exclusivity, how do you say that?
That's good.
No, say it.
Exclusivity.
Yeah, that's what I said. Exclusivity.
That's why I said, yeah, you're right.
Was I right?
Yes, that's why I said, yes, you're right.
So I was right saying it. Yeah. So when my exclusivity was up, then I put it on iTunes, you know, but now my other one's ready because it took me, you know, time to make the other one. What do I call it, 5 or Roman numeral 5? You said call it 5? Rich Voss 5. Anyhow, it'll be on iTunes soon. And we're going to make that number 1. We are, you know, it's kind of fucked up for people to get fired that don't have anything else. Like, I mean, we have comedy, thank God. And, you know, TV show that's being sold and another movie that's being made. But, like, can you imagine having a real job? That's what you do, a real gig, and you get fucking fired. People get fired, laid off. The fucking panic that must go through their fucking... I couldn't even imagine it. The panic. Like, when I lose a weekend, I fucking panic. Can you imagine losing your fucking job? I mean, your fucking livelihood? You know?
Yeah, it sucks, and it's just a lot of people, they don't have anything to fall back on.
It's fucking horrible. You know, they're fucking, you know, living week to week. You know, I'm just, thank God we're here to help fucking cheer people up. And, you know, I know if you lost your job and you have no money and you're, I think you'll still have a couple bucks to go behind the wall on Riotcast to get some of our.
If you're fired, one of the most important things I think you can do for your own psychological well-being is to pay $1.99 to get our monthly behind the wall stuff.
Yeah.
Because you know what it's going to do, what our show can do for you? It's going to make you feel less shitty about your own life. You're going to be like, well, at least I don't have that bitch in my life.
Yeah.
Or and that jackass, as some people think that.
I put some new stuff behind the wall, some videos that's gone up. So, I don't know. It's just, you know, everything's falling apart. I can't hit a golf ball. I can't play golf. I stopped till I take some lessons. My main hobby.
Let's not get into that. You talk about it every time.
I do?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No, it's bad now.
It's very similar.
It's bad now.
Okay, no one cares.
You're yeah, they care. Tell golfers bad things care. You don't think the golfers care?
Stop. We can't train our dog to pee on the
No, it pees 7 out of 10 times on the pads. But some people don't even like pads. Think it should be going outside.
She should be going outside, but she won't go the bathroom outside.
Yeah, we take her outside. She won't take a pee or a poo outside. Not once in her whole life.
No, she's done it once. She pooped once.
Yeah, for me once, and I cleaned it up. Did you clean it up?
Yeah. What am I going to just leave it there?
People do that. I saw on Facebook, like a vacuum, like a poop vacuum for your dog out with a bag. How lazy are you that you can't bend down and put it in a bag that you got to suck it up?
Why would you want to carry a vacuum around with you?
I know, and then you're going to have to clean the vacuum.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's stupid. People will invent anything.
Will they?
They'll invent anything. And some people have to reinvent, which we're going to do once we start doing this podcast from New York. Who do you think when we do will get us our first guest? Uh-oh.
No, don't take the call.
No, I have to. This is... No, you... Hello? Yes, I get it. I get it. Dave, how many fucking times are you guys going to call me?
Well, should we pause it, or is this part of the new stepping up our game plan, or?
No, they call me 10 times, Comcast. When Comcast comes to your house to fix the problem, we don't pay for that, do we? You don't pay for them to come.
What's
that thing standing up in your what is that?
A pencil sharpener. Relax, Jesus.
Where'd you get an electric pencil sharpener
yesterday? I went to Staples.
Why would you buy something like that?
I've always wanted one, and it doesn't work very good. It's like expensive.
How much did it cost?
$30.
Take it back. We lost our radio show. You can't go squandering money.
I didn't know that yesterday when I was,
you know, most people use a pencil sharpener like that.
I got a lot of pencils.
Who still uses pencils?
Storyboards.
Oh, what else can we talk about? Squandering money like that, like a vagabond. I don't think that makes sense. Do you?
I don't know. I'm not listening to you really anymore.
Why?
I've shut down. I feel like we're done. When you answer calls in the middle of the podcast,
only because
I really feel
it was.
Like, I guess he doesn't care. Why should I?
I had to confirm that. I'm not going to sit here all day waiting for Comcast.
Why did you say how many fucking times you're going to call me? Was that a recording?
That's a recording. Yeah, they keep calling. Does it work? Does it not work? Oh, yeah, we're coming. It's my fourth or fifth call. Bonnie, I can't. I don't even want to get into what she did to me yesterday, but I'm still fucking sickened over it. And she could raise her eyebrows, but she's not likable. She, you know, she does sweet things. She's okay. You think, oh, funny girl, but no, not a good person sometimes.
I think they see that.
That you're not a good person?
I think they could hear it in my voice that I'd be a fucking monster to live with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me?
Yeah.
Really?
That's...
No. You are. You're like monster. You're like the monster, the lady from that movie that lived in Florida.
Oh, monster. Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Yeah, you like her. So I'm at the stand last night and fucking, you know, the usual suspects. And they were having a True TV showcase, the first show, and I was on the second show. So I walk in to the showcase to see who's on, and someone from True TV goes, oh, are you going up? I go, no, I'm not on a showcase. So I went up. Anyhow, so the usual suspects were there, and there was one female comic who we like, and she's sitting there talking. All they do is talk about their fucking sexual episodes and what they're going to do. And
who was doing that?
I don't want to badmouth her. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, because, like, I don't know. I mean, who cares? I mean, I think, like, people of a certain age, they're still out there. Tinder, they're like dating, they're like doing these things, that's their life. They talk about it. It's like, you know, and then I'm sure they're like, well, she talks about her kid all the time about me or something. It's my life.
Oh.
You know, it's like, I always say, you know, that's the thing is like, sex is not that interesting to me anymore. Not doing it, which with you, of course, I'm always super into it.
No, you're not.
No. But just like when I hear comics, like just talking about sex and stuff, they're, you know, these crazy, it's like, oh, who gives a shit? Like, hasn't everyone heard? I mean, they got to be pretty good sex stories. Not just like, oh, I did it with a transvestite or some shit. I thought it was a guy, it was a girl. Oh, oh. That'd be the opposite. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's just kind of, it's been done. It's a little boring.
Nobody cares anymore.
Just like if it's too sexual, it's like it gets a little boring to me.
We could talk about the debate. No one's talked about that since, when was that? Monday?
I don't want to talk about
the debate. Monday, now, but after the debate, you're pro-Trump now, right?
He made so many good points. And like every time she started talking and he would interrupt, I'd be like, good, thank you. Because she was just running off of the mouth, you know?
Yeah, so you see his game plan.
He is funny, though. I mean, it's so crazy and ridiculous. Like, if it wasn't important, it would be funny.
It's a roast.
But he's like, there's something.
It looked like an SNL sketch.
Yes, like you could just say what he said.
Wrong.
That makes me smart. That makes me smart.
Nope, liar.
Like you're fine with not paying. I don't know. So.
Paying taxes.
That makes me smart. But it's like really two different ends of the spectrum. Like,
well,
you know, Miss Politics and Mr. No.
But it's
nothing.
So hard to come up with an original perspective after everybody wrote about it on Twitter and on the internet. So I read about a part where he was saying, yeah, guess what? We were sued. We won.
Yeah.
We won for being racist. You know, we won.
No, they paid. They didn't win. They had to pay, but his point was that they never had to admit guilt. So, yes, he paid something, but he goes, never had to admit guilt. They were never forced to admit any guilt. That was his whole
point. He said we weren't found guilty.
No, that's not true. He never said that. So what was your dumb tweet now?
Oh, I didn't tweet anything. Well, actually, I didn't tweet anything. No, he said they weren't found guilty and that a lot of people were brought up on those racial charges for not renting to minorities.
That's not how I remember it. I remember him saying, like, we didn't have to admit guilt or there was no admission of guilt, but I thought they had to pay.
I thought he said we weren't found guilty. Whatever. But like you're watching this going, how did this country fall, or at least the Republican Party, to this is who their fucking candidate is?
I know.
I mean, same with the Democratic.
No, yeah. I mean, she's like, at least she's a politician. Yeah, she's a real deal.
When did she become a politician? Like right after her husband was president.
Well, she went to law school and stuff. She's not like a dummy.
What do you mean? I can tell you 10 comics that went to law school. That doesn't make them fucking.
No, but you're acting like she was just some housewife that her husband became the president, and so now she got into politics.
She got into the Senate.
Political and smart and
conniving.
I mean, I guess you have to be
A little bit. Probably.
Yeah, but they've tried to take her down on a lot of different things, and they never have been able to. So,
they tried to take everybody down.
The Clinton Foundation, all that shit. Just they didn't find any wrongdoing.
I'm sure they didn't.
Benghazi, they didn't find any wrongdoing.
Well, no, they because they don't want to admit guilt too.
There's a lot of people that looked into it. A lot of different.
Well, I don't know. I mean, these are, I don't know the legal,
I'm just saying, it's like, you can't say, like, she's an asshole, too. I mean, you can say she's an asshole, too. But you can't say, like,
there are two different types of assholes.
But
she's a political
just
asshole.
He's a fucking dude.
Yes, you got it. He's a dude running for that, built a couple buildings. Bought some property. I know people that buy a lot of property that are doing well from buying property. I wouldn't vote for them for president. There's tons of millionaires or billionaires or whatever. Doesn't mean they're president. And there's also tons of politicians that shouldn't be president.
So, agreed.
You know, so it's not
the fact that you want to be president should probably be a red flag that you shouldn't be president. But there's no getting around it.
Everybody loves Biden.
Well, it looks good now, doesn't it? But before we thought it was a joke.
In the beginning, everybody used to make fun of him.
Yes, because we were like, oh, no, wait, we didn't know how bad it could get.
I remember when he first was in office with Obama.
He was people, kind
he,
of
a... he said some of the most ridiculous things in the world. And people made fucking were doing...
What about that Howard Dean guy? Is that his name?
Yeah.
The guy that...
Where did he have a meltdown?
The states. Didn't no, he just was... He just screamed out... He was screaming out the states and it kind of went off the rails a little bit. Like, he was screaming out, like, which states they're going to take next. And it was just... He sounded crazy and hysterical when he did it. And then that was enough to derail him. Like, that's back when we were still, like, a country that was like, well, it should be somebody respectful.
I thought he had a meltdown.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I'm just yelling out.
I might be thinking of the wrong person, but...
What are you chewing on, a fingernail?
Mm-mm.
You're disgusting.
I'm not chewing on anything.
Yes, you are. What's in your mouth? Kick it out!
There's nothing.
Get that thing off your tongue and out of your fucking mouth. Eat something food or eat some real food. Go like that somewhere.
Ew, Rich.
I didn't have anything. I was showing you how to get rid of it.
Relax.
God, it's so hard to do these things. Just
then
to
don't do it. Shut it down.
No.
Look, the radio show's over. Good. We've seen each other, talked to each other less. Now the shut down the podcast. We never have to deal with one another. We could actually have a happy marriage. You don't have to look at me, see me. Whatever. I don't have to deal with your fucking nonsense nonstop.
Oh, what kind of nonsense? Name one thing.
Oh my God, Rich, don't make me.
Oh,
don't
you
make
really?
Me. This is the thing. You actually love when people are talking about you, good or bad.
No,
so,
because you think you're.
But then
you're,
that's what you like about me that I talk about you. But then you're like,
I'll fight your nonsense because I don't think it's nonsense. When you go, well, I don't know where you go at night. Planet Fitness, or you go out of the house. I don't know what you're doing. You're up to something. Yeah. I'm going to Planet Fitness or Walmart or
gambling. Golf.
Where am I going gambling?
I don't know.
Yeah, I fly. I get on a fucking plane and I fly to AC, or I fly
to. Rich, it's fine. I don't care.
Well, but why would I have
because
to leave the house?
It's not that.
Do you know
it's
what?
Something
what
else. There's something else that's like your brain's not working the way that it's supposed to.
In your mind, I could think your brain's not working the way it's supposed to. You know. That's your perspective on things. The only thing my brain is not clicking on is hitting a golf ball. That's the only thing. I'm on top of my game on stage.
Oh, really? Like, how come the other night then I go, this is just a small example of what goes on. I'm talking to you now, person listening. It is just one tiny example of what is constant in when you're talking to Rich Voss. Oh my God, she's chewing up that bone like a maniac. Who is? That'll be his true, honest response to that. Who is? Oh, our daughter. Our daughter's chewing up the bone. Or you'll come by where I'm like cooking and making something and you can see everything that's going on and you'll be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing in life? What's going on? When someone says, what are you doing? You're going, what's happening? How are you doing? What's going on?
It's so annoying.
You don't understand street.
No, it's not street. Stop it with your dumb, like, oh, God. I can't.
You don't get it.
This is, you're just feeding now into, that's how crazy he is. He's crazy every minute of his life. In fact, including the part where he thinks, even though he started wearing his pants a little too high, that he's still street.
I don't wear my pants high.
Yeah.
No,
you started wearing your pants too high.
Are you fucking lost your mind?
Stand up right. Oh, you're not wearing them. Go take a look at yourself with your fucking, I don't know what you're doing with your golf pants up that high, but you are.
My golf pants I wear high.
Yeah.
I wear them where you're supposed to.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You look pretty.
Stop. This is how you try to get around it now.
Well, when someone comes by and goes, you could be cooking, you could be vacuuming.
I'm just saying that's like one of the examples. You do it all the time where you say exactly not the right.
If I come by and go, what are you doing? Just like, what's up? What are you doing? What are you doing?
No, that's not how you mean it.
Yeah, obviously I see your vacuuming.
Then I retold it wrong because the truth is that
you retold it wrong because the truth. Obviously, I see your vacuuming. You know, Sean, what are you doing? What's going on? Don't you get that kind of
stuff?
Or
you'd be like over your bed and you'd be like, who put this here?
What?
It's like such drama. It's like, well, there's two other people that live here. I don't know. You know, or like the way that you're like, you can't believe that like somebody was in your bathroom. Whoa, somebody was in my bathroom. You start flipping out. You're like, well,
yeah,
we have
stuff.
A daughter.
People move stuff around. I have stuff in places and
yeah,
I know
when
it's moved.
Yeah, but you act like we've been robbed or something. You have that kind of anxiety and emotion in your voice.
I'm surprised we haven't been robbed so many times. You leave the doors open.
And we live in a safe neighborhood.
There's no such thing as a safe neighborhood.
There's no such thing as a safe neighborhood.
Oh, there's some good comic fucking relief. Just repeat.
We got
11 more minutes. We're only at 34 minutes.
What was that word that you couldn't?
What, behoove?
Oh, no. I don't even remember how you were using that word.
Why? It behooves me.
What does it mean?
It startles me or makes me, I can't believe it. It behooves
okay,
me.
That's what he thinks it means.
What's it mean?
Woo! No, you behooved me.
No, I didn't say.
You behooved me.
No, I didn't, it's unbelievable, behoove. Yeah. I can't believe it.
This is the most behooving thing I've ever heard in my life.
Believe it. Like, behoove.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it means?
It behooves you. It helps you. It aids you. It behooves you. It behooves you to fucking shut the fuck up once in a while.
No. I'll look it up right now in front of you.
Go ahead. I know. That's the other things. That's the kind of craziness I'm talking about. Where, like, his synapses don't snap at the right times and talk to each other.
How
because
do you spell it?
Anyone who's ever heard us would know, well, Bonnie probably, if I was a betting man, I'd put it all on Bonnie.
How do you spell behoove?
Right there, I win.
How do you spell it? H-O-V-E? Behoove?
Two O's.
You think so?
Yes. B-E. Oh, my God. Do you see what I put up with? Where it's like constantly like that, where I can build up no kind of trust.
Behoove, behooves, meaning. Okay, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, meaning.
Shocking. Surprise.
Third person present behoove. It is a duty responsibly. It is a duty or responsibility for someone to do something. It is incumbent on. It behooves any coach to study his predecessors.
Yes, it behooves him to study his predecessors. It aids him. It helps him. It's his responsibility to do
it. The opposition constantly to decry the sale of arms to friendly countries. It'll be no wait. Is it
okay? You can't even read, so let's not do this.
Be incumbent or be obligatory.
Do you not
or
see?
Be pride or
do you not see that I'm right?
I think I'm still right. I think.
Where does it say shock or surprise?
Huh?
The birthday party behooved him.
Oh, here. Wait. One behoove one. Who is...
Oh, my God. I'm going to take your phone and throw it across the room, because if you can't even fucking read it, then...
I was making one up.
Oh, you were... That's the sharp 30 fucking years of ad-libbing.
I'm not a real phone ad-libber. I don't ad-lib.
I'm telling you. I know something's up with you.
Nothing is up with me. What the fuck? I'm a little older.
Yes.
Taking my vitamins.
You don't see any difference in the way you think?
No.
You don't ever go like, why did I ask that? That's a dumb question.
No. It's not dumb. It's just, you know, small talk.
Okay, like I'll be like,
small talk.
Oh, I love cold water. Why? I'm telling you, like, that'll be the kind of things that he says.
You do some of the dumbest things too. What?
Go ahead.
I don't have examples.
No.
I don't say, I don't put them in. I just let them go.
Oh,
I go, oh, that was stupid. But what are you talking about? You will drive the same route for 10 years and go, I don't know how to get there. For 10 years.
What? So I use.
Do you know how to
yes.
get to the doctor's office? Do you know how to get?
Yes.
You
yes,
do?
I do.
Yeah.
I actually do.
Yeah.
I actually do.
How many years did it take you to learn how to go
I just put my GPS on no matter what, then it's easiest.
That's how you know how to get there now?
No, I mean, I could make it there. I know now. But I go a different way than you probably would like me to go. Because I got to go all the way on the thing.
See?
Well, because I tried the back way, but I couldn't find the thing.
After I drove, we drove there over 100 times, probably.
Okay. Well, so, really, we're going to the doctor 100 times?
Probably, yeah.
I know how to get there, I'm telling you.
You know that you are pretty much stupid in a lot of situations.
Yeah, but I've always been. That's the difference. I haven't just started not knowing how to get around. I've always not known how to get around.
Oh, so that's, so you've always been nuts.
I have certain areas that I'm not an expert at. Yeah.
You won't even call to make an appointment.
I have a hard time calling places. Yeah.
Why do you have a, I don't know.
I have a hard time making phone calls. I have a weird thing.
You don't answer.
I've never once ordered pizza.
Really?
Not a lie.
Okay.
I've done it on the computer where you do it through Seamless.
What's the whole idea of a cell phone? Is to stay in contact, mainly in the beginning because of emergency. You know, you'll go upstairs and leave your cell phone down on your desk down here. And not bring it with you wherever you go. And then all night, you won't even have it next to you. And you won't even realize, hey, I got 10 calls. Okay. So isn't that kind of stupid? Don't you think?
Yes.
So then why don't you?
That story actually made me seem like a good person. Because then it's like, oh, she's not constantly on her phone.
No, but that cell phone.
Doing laundry. I'm reading to my child. Like,
so don't,
oh God,
don't act
yeah,
like Mother Teresa. Cell phones are used
vacuuming,
for
vacuuming. You know it.
Hey, listen. You can't tell me about vacuuming. I vacuum.
Writing. Lots of times I'm just writing.
You do a lot of that, and you do a good job.
So then, it's a good thing that I don't always know where my phone is. I'm not distracted by it constantly.
All right. So, what else?
If I don't answer my phone, just text me.
Well, how? What, really?
Because if I'm on my computer writing, I will get the text.
Yeah, but if you're not and the phone is downstairs.
So whatever. It's at least just another avenue so you don't lose your fucking mind.
What are you talking about? What if there's an
you're
emergency?
You're mad that I won't answer the phone
yes.
when you call.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Then just try texting me. 90% of the time I'm on my computer.
Here's another thing, too. Bonnie will call me. And I brought this up before. I brought it up. But a lot of people didn't hear every podcast. She'll call me, hang up. I'll call right back, and she won't answer it. Now tell me about that. Tell me about that.
No, I just put my phone because I don't. My phone,
right? No, right back.
My phone is on silent. It's not even on vibrate. It's completely on silent.
And
the reason that I put it on silent is because I don't like being bothered by the dings and the dots and the do's and the
fucking
bullshit.
I'm talking about you hang up. Within a second, I call
you
back.
I call you, you run in there. I throw it into my purse, and I'm on with my day, and I can't hear it if it rings back. Then I'll look at it later, be like, oh, he called, I'll call you again.
Do you know how fucking aggravating that is? Do you have any idea?
Well, I'm so sorry that people aren't at your beck and call, whim.
You know, you don't say goodbye.
You lots of times don't answer your phone. I don't give a shit.
I'll try texting you. If I called you, and then hung up, and you call me right back, I'd pick up.
No, that's not true. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
I've never had that, never in my whole life, since cell phones were invented. I keep my cell phone right by me. You noticed when Comcast just called, I picked it up. You know why? And if I didn't pick it up, guess
true.
What?
It's not true.
You're right there. You saw it. If I didn't pick that call up, they might not have showed up for the appointment.
Not true.
Of course it's true.
It's not true.
It's true.
Not true.
Because I had to confirm the appointment. That's why they called.
Not true.
That's why they called. You know? So.
It behooved you to answer the phone.
No. Whatever. And if sometimes you use a word that in the wrong, you know, scenario or the wrong.
I do?
No, if a person does. Just using the word behoove sounds good in any
So you should just let it go. Like if people just say things like that don't make
sense.
Yeah,
if it doesn't make. But still, that man. If you went, if someone went, oh, do you know what so and so did? That's crazy. And I would go, man, that behooves me. They would get what I'm saying. Do you understand? Doesn't that make sense? You know, that makes.
It's not true.
That behooves me.
Not true.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That you should just be allowed to use words in any way you want.
Well, if they, it's not
that's
the,
not what communication is.
It's not.
But the, you do. But you do believe that a little bit because I, sometimes I say, I've asked you not to say no before. Like if you go, hey, is it right or left? I go left. No. And then I'm like, why would you say ask me and then say no? You go, no, I'm just saying like no, like means yes.
Yeah.
That's like street. It's like the dumbest thing in the world. Well, that's not communicating.
Yeah, it is. If you know
so,
how
but
to
I'm the one. But I'm the one. Who's crazy?
Yeah,
for thinking you meant no when you said no. That's crazy. That is nuts.
Maybe if you didn't, maybe if you grew up in America, not in Canada, you would understand what
no means no in every country in this fucking world.
If someone goes to me, hey, guess what? Fucking Fred, what are you looking at?
Oh, we're done.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we started 3:09.
No, we did. We're at 45 minutes. I'm looking right at the timeline.
Well, then that's good enough.
If someone said to me, Fred won $2 million on the lottery. No. Oh, that's the.
So we have to go. Okay, bye, everyone.
All right. I'm at the Comedy Cove this weekend, Springfield, New Jersey, Friday and Saturday. Thank you.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.